The expedition was really about trade and power. Picture this. It's 1803, and you're President Thomas Jefferson. You have a big dream. You want the young United States to stretch all the way to the Pacific Ocean. But there's a problem. The land between the Mississippi River and the Pacific isn't empty. Native American nations have lived there for thousands of years. France, Spain, and Britain all claim parts of it too. And you're running a country that's only 27 years old. So what do? You send explorers to find out what's out there. Not just what mountains and what rivers are there, but also who lives there and what they might want to buy. This is the real story behind the Lewis and Clark expedition. It wasn't really a camping trip or a science project like how it's often described. In reality, it was a business mission and a power grab, all wrapped up together. The surprise land deal that changed everything in 1803, something unexpected happened. France offered to sell a huge piece of land to the United States. France controlled a territory called Louisiana. This wasn't the state we know today. Rather, it was an enormous region stretching from the Gulf of Mexico all the way north to present-day Montana and the Dakotas. Napoleon Bonaparte, the ruler of France, had big plans for this land. He wanted to use it as a base for trading goods produced in the Caribbean. But then, a slave rebellion in Haiti changed everything. Enslaved people on that island fought for their freedom and won, defeating French troops. Napoleon's dreams of an American empire crumbled. He decided to sell Louisiana instead. Jefferson jumped at the chance. For just $15 million, about $450 million in today's money, the United States bought 828,000 square miles of land. This Louisiana purchase nearly doubled the size of the country overnight. But alas, this wasn't land that was just there for the taking, with nobody on it. In reality, there were numerous Native American nations who lived on this land, and the Native American nations were never consulted about this purchase. And so, while the United States bought a claim to the land from France, but dozens of powerful Native nations still controlled that territory. The Sioux, Mandan, Hidatsa, Osage, and many others had their own governments, their own economies, and their own ways of life. The paper that Jefferson signed didn't change that reality on the ground. Why Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark even before the Louisiana Purchase happened? Jefferson had been planning to send explorers west. He chose his personal secretary, Meriwether Lewis, to lead the expedition. Lewis invited his friend, William Clark, to be co-captain. Together, they would lead what Jefferson called the Corps of Discovery. If you look closely at Jefferson's instructions, and you'll see what he really cared about: trade and power. Jefferson told Lewis to learn everything he could about the Native American nations they would meet. How many people lived in each nation? What did they eat? What did they wear? What did they have that Americans might want to buy? This was market research. Jefferson wanted to know if these nations could become trading partners with American merchants. The expedition carried gifts to hand out: brass buttons, mirrors, ivory combs, calico shirts, beads, and American flags. You could think of these like product samples. It was a way to show native peoples what they could get if they traded with the United States instead of with British or French fur traders. Competing for customers. Of course, the American West was already full of trade. For decades before Lewis and Clark arrived, French, Spanish, and British traders had joined these existing networks. The Hudson's Bay Company and the Northwest Company, both British, had built trading posts across Canada and were doing a booming business buying beaver furs from native trappers. Jefferson saw all this as competition. he wanted American traders to win. The fur trade was big money in the early 1800s. Beaver pelts were especially valuable because they were used to make fancy hats that wealthy Europeans loved to wear. Jefferson knew that whoever controlled the fur trade would gain both money and influence. So part of Lewis and Clark's job was to convince native nations to stop trading with the British and start trading with Americans instead. Jefferson imagined a chain of American trading posts stretching from St. Louis to the Pacific. Lewis and Clark were the first salesmen for this vision. Claiming the land after the Louisiana Purchase was finalized, Jefferson gave Lewis and Clark a new assignment. They were to announce that the United States owned this land. At every native village they visited, Lewis and Clark delivered the same message. You have a new great father in Washington. The Spanish and French have left. The Americans are in charge now. They handed out special medals, with Jefferson's face on one side and two hands shaking on the other. These medals were symbols that a chief had agreed to recognize American authority. They also fired guns and small cannons to show off American military power. How did native peoples respond? Mostly, they listened politely and accepted the gifts. Many tribal leaders were shrewd diplomats. They understood that these strange visitors would eventually leave and that the promises made at these meetings might not mean much. Some nations, like the Teton Sioux, also called Lakota, weren't so easily impressed. They were the most powerful nation on the northern plains, and they didn't need a new great father. A tense standoff with the Teton Sioux nearly ended the expedition before it really got started. What Jefferson really believed, Jefferson once wrote, that Americans were seeking commerce, not land, from native peoples. He repeated this promise to many native delegations who visited Washington. But actions tell us more than words. Even as Jefferson made those promises, he was already thinking about how to move eastern Native American nations onto the newly purchased land. This would, however, end up pushing the nations already living there somewhere else. The Louisiana Purchase, he said, would give establishments in it to the Indians on the east side of the Mississippi, in exchange for their present country. In other words, Jefferson saw western lands as a place to relocate eastern tribes so that European settlers could take their territory. He said nothing about whether the Osage, the Kansa, or the Omaha nations, who actually owned those western lands, would agree to share them. The Lewis and Clark expedition was the first step in a much longer process. It gathered information, made maps, and established relationships that would eventually help the United States take control of lands from the Mississippi to the Pacific. The explorers traveled over 8,000 miles and brought back detailed reports about the people, plants, and animals they encountered. This knowledge would be used by fur traders, settlers, and soldiers who followed. The full picture. None of this means that Lewis and Clark were villains. They were doing what their president asked them to do. They were brave, curious, and often respectful in their dealings with native peoples. But understanding their true mission helps us see a bigger picture. The Lewis and Clark expedition was part of a larger plan to expand American trade and American power across a continent where millions of people already lived. The explorers themselves couldn't have succeeded without the help of the native nations they met along the way. The natives shared food, horses, and knowledge that kept the expedition alive. As such, the help of indigenous peoples was absolutely essential to everything Lewis and Clark accomplished.